It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Praise our God most high. Tell about his love in the morning, his faithfulness at night. Has the Lord been faithful to you? Yeah. Has the Lord ever failed you? No, he cannot fail. He says he can't. He can't be a liar. If he's a liar, then we have no business worshiping him, right? Amen. I was, interestingly, I was playing my guitar, and I started to play Father of Light, You Step Down into Darkness. I played King of All Days, also Highly Exalted. And I couldn't come up with a chorus. Here I am to worship. I had that chorus, but I didn't have it in the same song. So I Googled it. But then as I was playing it, two words were pointed out to me by the Lord. He is altogether lovely. That's it. He just is. He was, he is, and he always will be. He is altogether worthy. He is altogether wonderful. He was all of those things before I ever knew him. Nothing changes that he's lovely and worthy and wonderful. But the two words that he loves are to me. To me. See, he's lovely and worthy and wonderful. And he knows that. But when you say to me, that's when heaven gets excited. In heaven, they go around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The Lord, he is God. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is lovely. They go around saying that, and they know it's true. And we begin to sing it, and they love it, and they wait for to me. And they know if it's true. Because we can sing the song. And we can enjoy the songs. But when it is to us personally, we live the songs. And so I just wanted to share that with you because the Lord just shared it with me that he just waits for to me. To me. Lord, you're wonderful. To me. You're lovely and you're worthy and you're wonderful and you're everything. You are everything. Everybody knows you are everything, even when we don't know you are everything. But oh, when you become everything to me, it's life changing. It's life changing. What was it like the first time that you sang Amazing Grace and you realized the wretch was you? That saved a wretch like me. Do you know that some people have changed their hymnal to something different so that such a harsh word as wretch is not used? What word? I don't know. I want to see that. What word, you know, that saves someone as needy as me? Does that sound nicer? I don't know, you know. But they wanted wretch removed, and they want blood removed. And so they want everything that is everything to God. Let's remove that. It's just not comfortable. It's It's just not peaceful. It makes people uncomfortable. Oh, be still, oh my soul. I'm not being mean here, but I'm saying it's those realizations that transform our lives. You know? It's actually what it is. It's a dictionary of the things that we felt before we knew the Lord, you know? Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, I was miserable. You know, never occurred to me that it could have anything to do with God. You know what I mean? It's just doing that. And so then we experience that and we experience the goodness of God, and then as they told us, they told us that we would mellow. That we would get over the honeymoon stage. And we would temper. Well, I have to tell you that there's a little bit of temper that's taken place. There's a little bit that angers me. Be angry and do not sin. Pray, Lord, help me with this. But here's the deal. Last week, we talked about that we are going to be faithful ones. I'm going to be a faithful one. I am going to be a faithful one. Lord, show me what a faithful one is. You know? What can I do? I want to be a faithful one. We ended 2023 making a declaration. I'm a faithful one. So what do we do for 2024? What are faithful ones? What are we going to do? Well, I was reading Genesis, because that's where you start when you start reading the Bible again. It took God one chapter to create everything. Created everything. It was good. And then he created man in his image. And he just wanted fellowship. He just wanted relationship. And it took man one more chapter to get booted out of heaven. And then God began to say, ay, 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 ay. Every intent of man is evil. It's just evil. And by chapter 6, he said, that's it. I'm done with them. I'm sorry that I even made them. God said, enough. He said, I'm not going to contend with them anymore. It was a bad experiment. Because their hearts just go easily to evil. Whew. But Noah found favor with God. And God said, build me an ark. I'm going to get you out of here. It took a long time to build that ark. And Noah told people why he was building it. I'm sure. And nobody believed him. They made fun of him. They mocked him. And he built it anyway, and God shut them into the ark. Now get in. The animals are in. You're in. Get in. Boom. Shut the door. Shut the door. Keep out the devil. But it is so true that the heart of man does lean toward evil. It's easier to be bad. So easy to be bad. Until Jesus enters. Now, how can it be that churches can come to the place where we're going to bless same-sex marriage? And that church thinks that they're drawing a line because they won't approve of them, but they'll bless them. How? Hello? You know? But you see, if you take a stand, you might lose too many people. You might offend too many people. You know, if you offend them, how are you ever going to help them? If you don't tell them the truth, how are you ever going to help them? But others have gone further, and they'll ordain them, and they'll listen to them, and they'll rewrite the Bible to make the evil comfortable. God never made evil comfortable once. I'm not saying the people are evil. The acts are evil. And if we say, now, that's okay. Harbor was born. And they were all excited about Jackson and his response to Harbor. And it was going to be wonderful. Now, if Jackson would have walked in and just started hitting her, do you think they said, no, Jax, that's okay? There would have been so many hands reaching to fix that boy. You know, because that's wrong, and we want them to know that that's wrong. And so, as I read about God, and I read about how God felt about evil. I knew how God felt about evil. I knew that. I knew that before I knew God, that he probably didn't like it. That's okay. I knew that. But I didn't get concerned about it. And that's where it's time for Christians to come to a place where we say enough of this. I am concerned about it. I can't just go, well, you know, I'm not going to be that way. But we're supposed to prepare it at every opportunity to share the hope that lies within us. And the only way we're going to always share the hope that lies within us is if we've gotten enough in us. Enough. Now, it's not up to you or me to save the world, but it is up to us to save a few. It is up to us to be about the little boy walking around the shore, throwing starfish back into the water, and they said, you'll never get them all. He said, no, but that one will be okay. You know, it's time for us to care, and the only way we're going to care is if we come to enough. If we come so to enough that we say, okay, Lord, anytime, anywhere, you tell me, I will share. Because this is enough. I've got a responsibility. We've all got a responsibility. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. But we can let the responsibility to go if we haven't hit enough. You know? Once we hit enough and we stay on enough and we say, God, help me to prove it's enough, we got these things. You can't stop all of them getting up out of your mouth, you know? We've got some understanding that, ooh, I wonder if I should have prayed that. Yes, we should have prayed that. Yes. Stand. We don't just stand against the enemy coming at us. We stand against the enemy. We do. And it doesn't matter who it is. It's the truth. The truth is what will make people free. It just will. And while I was contemplating enough, then Vicky, she confirmed the enough. She puts on a prophetic guy and that guy's talking about, we better do something. I didn't tell Vicki, you know, I don't need that much confirmation, just shut that off. You know, I said, okay, I'm not a stupid man. I'm not brilliant, but I'm not stupid. I know God. And I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew what I heard. And I knew that God was confirming what I heard. He reminded me of words that he spoke to me 40 years ago. I could see where I was standing at the time that he said them. I could go find in journals where I wrote the things down, the things that he said. And at the time I said, anytime, Lord. Time. It's time. It's time. It's time for the prophetic to flow to us and through us. It's time for us to declare the word of the Lord. It's just that simple. You know? Maybe it was time then, but he never said time before. But he has his reasons. Prepare ye the way. You are the way for someone. You are the way. You have the greatest access to someone. Many someones, perhaps. You are the answer. Because the answer lives in you. He lives in us. He lives in me. I'm comfortable with the fact that he lives in me. And because he lives in me, sometimes I'm not comfortable with the things around me. But we are mesmerized by the world that you can't make anyone uncomfortable. Can I tell you that with Jesus in us, we can't help but make people uncomfortable. You make them uncomfortable. And when you're around what is not Jesus, you're uncomfortable. Something's just not right. And you can pray, and you can praise the Lord, and how can you pray and praise the Lord and still have something be just not right? Well, all you're doing is building yourself up in your faith, and so what was a little bit unacceptable becomes more greatly unacceptable. And then with great courage, we can say, okay, Lord, what shall I do? And he might say, pray. You know? He might say, just get down on your knees and pray. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a second. I'm right here. They're right there. You know? If he says, get down on your knees and pray, go ahead. And they might say, what are you doing? And you might say, I'm not positive, but I think I'm praying for you. You know, I mean, the thing is the way that people, your life was transformed sometime, wasn't it? How many times has it been transformed since it was transformed? A lot of times. A seed is planted in the ground and it dies and it sprouts. And it changes every day. And what God has put in us has been changing all this time. And it might grow up to a harvest, boom, overnight. But we've got to come to an enough. We've got to come to an enough. Enough not God. And we need more than enough of God. There's way too much, way too many things that are not God. that are not acceptable. And God didn't create us to accept them. He didn't create us to hope it gets better. He created us to say enough. Have you ever had something going on and you said, enough? You know, if you've raised kids, I think every parent at some time has said, that's enough of that. Right? If you've been in an altercation, an argument, this or that with somebody, okay, enough. That's enough. What did you mean when you said enough? You meant enough, right? You knew what enough meant, right? You know? If you've eaten, and 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 finally you just say, oh, enough. Because you're sick of it. So we have to. We have to say enough. We have to take a stand. We have to do all these things because people need to see the love of God that is shed abroad in the hearts of those by the Holy Spirit. We have to. And so sometimes the most loving thing you can do is stop something. Expose something. What if they won't ever talk to me again? They will. They will. They will. They will. Somehow, somewhere, some way, they will. I guarantee it. All of the people that told me, don't call me, we'll call you, called me. We just need to be faithful to our holy calling. And the only way to be completely faithful to the holy calling is to have had enough that everything that exalts against itself against the knowledge of God. We've just got to. You know? I know you folks well enough that if I stood up here and said, well, we're gonna have a same-sex marriage here. I know you folks well enough to go, no. You're kidding us, right? And if I tried to say, no, we're going to. I'd say, well, we're not going to, and you're not going to. You do it on the street if you want to, but don't walk in the door again, right? Because we know that much. We know that much. And, you know, maybe you'd get me in a chair and you'd pray for my deliverance. You know? Because I would need it. I would need the casting out of demons. I would need that. I prefer a baseball bat. Just bang. And when I wake up, go, ooh, it's coming to me now. Folks, enough of this. Look how far it's gone. Enough. It doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. It can't be accepted in the kingdom of God. It just can't be. God said, comfort my people. He didn't say comfort the world. Because people are being comforted right into hell. And that just doesn't seem like a good plan to me. You know, it took God 3 chapters to not contend with man any longer. He gave us the best shot that we could ever have when Jesus came. I'm going to let people have you live in them. That's the only way anybody is going to make it to my dining room table, is if you will live in them and if you dwell in them richly. And Holy Spirit, don't let them get comfortable with anything but me. Don't Don't if you find yourself saying, "Well, yeah, that's not my business," just slap yourself a little bit. It is. As Rodney Howard Brown used to say, reach out as far as you can and bring it in with accelerating velocity and hit yourself in the head. You know? I don't want to give up your wonderful to me. I don't want to sing your wonderful to me and hear the Lord say, seriously? Seriously? You can say that to me when you know what you've done? Oh, God, don't do that to me. No! No, you are wonderful to me. And so, search me and know my ways, and try me and know my path. See if there's any wicked way in me. Lead me in a way everlasting. Ah, it's enough, 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 enough of all that stuff. Enough of everything that will not bring glory to God. Enough. Whew. When you've got that out, everything else can flow a lot better. Shoulda and coulda and woulda are gone. I will. We'll be Isaiah's. Who can I send? Me, send me. Become as a little child. Become like little kindergartners. Who wants me? It doesn't matter what it's going to cost. It doesn't matter what's in store. What matters is that I'm ready. And hey, if all of a sudden you come into that point and God says now, and you go, oh, okay then, okay, show me the way, we can, oh man, he was serious. God's serious about his love for you. He's serious about not contending with the world forever. He's serious about wanting no one to perish. He's serious. See, he didn't withhold any truth in his Bible so when people read it, they would be comfortable. And when people are uncomfortable with it and they try to say that God's changed his mind, we know, no. God has not changed. I changed not. What he said is what he said. What he said is what he said. And if they say, well, we're going to do it this way, say, oh, be careful. Be very, very careful. The Lord himself will return with a shout and the voice of the archangel. And the trump of God. And those who are alive and remain, boom, will go with them. And those who have died, well, we won't precede those who have died. They're going to go up first. And then we'll all be caught up with the Lord in the air. I've tried to imagine that sometimes. I've tried to think about looking to the south and east and just the cemetery emptying, you know. I'm not sci-fi enough to get that, but it's not a problem for God. But I have heard the angels in this place. And I have been told of people who saw the angels. I have been told by people at the jail that they have seen angels in the chapel. They have felt the presence of God. I like his presence. I like his presence. And if we like his presence, then we better say enough to anything that will not acknowledge God. or Ichabod will be burned into letters on the steel on the building. And the next time that we come in, we will look and, how did that get there? We'll want to fix it real quick, right? Amen? You know? We're not the babies in the world anymore. We're older. This week, and I know her, and I was kidding, and she wasn't talking to me necessarily, but she made a statement about, you know, older generation that can't do stuff. I looked at her. I said, well, I'm out of here. With a smile on my face. I had to go. But, you know, folks, we're considered older. The strangest thing. I've been young and, well, now I'm older than I was when I was young. But I feel good. And I feel good about God. And I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that his steadfast love never ceases and his mercy never comes to an end. I'm so thankful that I've been honeymooning for 40 years with God. 47 with my wife. The honeymoon with God has not changed one little bit. I'm excited. I'm excited about his presence. I'm excited about his promises. I'm excited that we just keep shifting up and up and up and up and up and up and up, and it just keeps getting better. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And I say enough to anything that tries to hinder that. Amen? And so, Lord, here we are. Enough. Enough. We are open to you. Holy Spirit, just guide us. We are your voice crying in the wilderness. We will pray. We will act. We will do whatever, Lord, to shut down the devil. Shut the door and keep out the devil. Enough of this. Let God be magnified. Let God be glorified in our lives, through our lives, and to the lives of anyone who comes near us. I pray, Lord, that we'll have the opportunity to have somebody say, what changed? And we'll say, just shifted a gear. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy New Year to all of you wonderful people. Have a blessed 2024. Know that you are precious in God's sight, and you are able to do abundantly above and beyond anything that you could ever hope or imagine, and that he has blessings to pour out to you and through you. In this year, 2024, it's the year of more. More love, more power, more of you in my life, Lord. Amen, amen. And I thought last year was a good year. What happens now?